Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. If Moses supposes his toes is a roses, do you think maybe he had a drinking problem? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. An interesting hypothesis, one we probably will not explore, but thanks to the Tiny Mammoth for that catchphrase submission. Don't think it's going to stick, but who knows? Next week I may say it again. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. This is, of course, used to be the show where we talk to interesting people. Now it is Humanities and the Animal Kingdoms podcast. We have a great few guests coming up. We have a person, I don't even know how to describe him, a person who used to clean ice out of urinals. I can't remember if he cleaned ice out of them or whether he just cleaned the ice that was in them or the ice would melt and he would pour more into them. But we'll figure out all of that out when he comes on a little later. We also have a person with an exciting opportunity coming up after that. A packed show, I have to say. Some of these shows, I gotta tell you, the worst fucking guest come on this. And this week we have a guy who used to clean ice out of a urinal. Someone with an enticing, exciting opportunity, I should say. But let's get to our first guest. She is the a writer and a director. Full disclosure, used to edit the Comedy Bang Bang television program. So you know there will be softballs. Although, I gotta say, if you were just walking down the street and someone threw a softball at you, that would be dangerous. So yeah. Who knows what...
This is the safest kind of softball somebody could throw at you.
Exactly.
The IFC's
close up. She has a new film that she co-wrote and directed called The People's Joker, which was embroiled in controversy at TIFF earlier in the year, but it has its premiere this Saturday at Outfest. Please welcome Vera Drew. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Nice to see you again.
I was so I'm so nervous to do this because I've been listening.
You've been on the other side. Oh, you've been listening too.
Well, I gotta admit, like I have fallen off a little bit in recent years.
Was it COVID? Having me as a boss? You see the behind the all the bullshit behind the
Surprisingly, though, I've revisited the IFC Comedy Bang Bang quite a bit over the years. Like
I hear
the
it's good.
Of it. Yeah. Age is like fine wine.
Which seasons did you work on? My impression of it was 4 and 5, but I don't know.
So I was on set for season 2 as a DIT.
And if people don't know what DIT is, it's basically DIT, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm still not quite sure what that job was.
It's a person who basically would run in all the time and go, you have to stop. You have to stop. We have to do the DIT.
Yeah.
And then everything would shut down for like 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, most stressful job I think you could have on set. Just constantly telling people, we're running out of media and I need to back up everything. I think we lost that entire take.
Well, we would do long-ass takes. Which was, DIT is basically the person who takes all of the things recording everything, transfers it, wipes it clean and then comes back with those because they're all expensive and
yeah.
you need to recycle them as much as you can. But we would do super long takes and it would be like, and every once in a while it would be like, we need to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're just running out of memory.
Which you never want to do like while somebody's like in the middle of like you know, an improvised.
Yeah. Interview. If they're on a roll, but that was yeah. hardly ever a problem on our show.
So
you were, so second season you were the person doing that and I gave you nary a glance.
Yeah. No, I don't think we talked maybe once. I think I talked to Reggie that season more than you. I doubt he remembers.
Well, he's a real glad hander. He's out there going like meeting all the crew. And
yeah.
Learning. One thing about him, he likes to learn what everyone does. What everyone's job is. Yeah. And he memorizes their name and he memorizes all their children's names.
Yeah. So I couldn't remember his lines. He had to, he learned everybody's name and occupation on set. But yeah, then I came in, I think my first episode was the Kevin Smith episode. Actually.
Oh, season three. Yes.
Season three.
Late
in season three. And then, yeah, came in strong four and five, and four was the
mammoth season,
the crazy 15,
so you were basically yeah. on for more than half the show because you essentially did about 65 episodes out of 110.
Yeah, it's crazy, like yeah. It's crazy just having that many things that I've edited, and like I feel like particularly like that season four, like it kind of was like an impossible task, like of trying to deliver that many episodes.
It was hard. Yeah, it was. I made you guys work weekends, but you had a weird schedule. You had Wednesdays through Sundays,
yeah.
I believe, because I had to shoot Monday through Friday, and then I would Saturday and Sunday work with you guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
You'd come in very, very tired on the weekends.
Apparently, doing that job was not good for my health, my sanity.
yeah. I can only imagine, especially like the days where you were like filming multiple episodes in a day, and then coming in and like hanging out with like a bunch of sweaty editors.
You guys were not sweaty. I want to make sure that is expressly expressed.
I was playing into the stereotypes, I guess, a little
yes.
bit.
No, you guys actually used to take baths in the middle of the day, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, that was when we flipped and became a union show.
Oh, that's
they
right.
actually
union
made
guarantees.
Us do that.
Yeah. They make you take one communal bath per day.
Yeah.
But that was more from our side.
Yeah.
We were like, let's get these guys to bed. Yeah. That's in our contract. So you worked on that for a while, and then I didn't see you for a while. You were working at that public access station for a little while with
yeah.
Stoney. And then I didn't see you for a while. And then you, now another full disclosure, you hit me up. I'm actually in this film.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a movie star.
You play Mr. Freeze in this film.
Let's talk about the film because you hit me up to be in it. And I didn't really know what it was, but I'll do anyone any kind of favor, basically. Yeah.
I was shocked that you said the lack of context that was given. I was so blown away that it was an immediate yes.
No, honestly, like anyone I've worked with, if they want me to do something, I'll do it. Also, I'm offer only, and your offer was $0. And I was like, well, that's a loophole.
Yeah, yeah.
This film is, I wanted to have you on to talk about it because it's had a fascinating journey to its now premiere this Saturday. First of all, describe what is the film?
It's about an unfunny transsexual clown named Joker who starts an illegal comedy theater in Gotham City, and it's very it's a Batman parody. That's what I say to, you know, legally cover
sure.
my face, and that's what it is. But it's really like autobiographical, just about my experience. Working in comedy and coming out as a trans woman and kind of being on, you know, cause I've gotten to work on like really cool stuff like Comedy Bang Bang. And I came
God
up
bless
at,
you for remembering, but you also did you worked through Absolutely, right? So you
yeah.
did, what else did you do? You did,
I worked on Eric Andre's show. I was on season one of Nathan For You, Kraft Punk's Political Party, a handful of Tim and Eric things. I co-directed and produced Tim and Eric's Beef House, which nobody watched, but
not even me. I don't even know what it is.
It like came out right at the start of the pandemic, which just kind of killed it. Yeah that was by design. We didn't want anybody to watch
March 20th
it. Yeah, on Adult Swim too. when alt comedy was essential.
There was a time early in the pandemic where you would watch anything. It was, I remember watching that Will Ferrell, what's the big music festival in Sweden or whatever that they do? The I forget what that movie's called, but...
The Eurovision.
Yeah, Eurovision. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, and just something would come out and it'd be like, thank God, something's here.
Yeah.
But apparently not Beef House.
No. But yeah, I've had a handful of like web series and like video art projects and stuff throughout the years where I was very much on like the fringe and very like kind of unfunny and kind of figuring out my identity through like the art I was creating. I wanted to make a movie about that, and I'm obsessed with Batman.
The Caped Crusader, some call him.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Is that a good chime in?
Yeah, yeah. Just stops the train of thought immediately. Great chime in. But yeah, that's kind of the long and short of it. It's a comedy, but it's also like a very kind of tender queer coming of age story.
And you are you in it or?
Yeah, I play a character called Joker.
The titular Joker?
Yes, the titular Joker. I'm the first trans woman to ever play Joker. And maybe
let's
I'll
go through the Jokers. You have Cesar Romero.
Yes, possibly the best because he refused to shave his mustache.
I did that on a show that Paul F. Tompkins was on where I put on a fake mustache and makeup over it.
Amazing.
As a tribute to Cesar Romero. And then you have Jack.
Yeah, it wasn't anybody till Jack.
Right. And then, of course, you have, I forget who else. But anyway, some good people. And then you're the first trans person to play the role. Do you think you'll be the last?
Probably based off of the legal response from Warner Brothers.
Well, let's talk about this. So basically the show was, or the movie rather, some people call things shows when you're
yeah.
in. When you're in, when they go, I'm working on this show, but it happens to be a movie.
Yeah, like you'll hear like grips gather around me, like, I just got off this last show.
Do the grip
show.
Voice, though.
I just got off this last you show. You know, they're talking about like the last Indiana Jones or whatever.
Right.
But it's not, that's a movie, actually.
So
I think
this...
you just slipped up. I don't know if that's.
I probably did slip up. Thank you for keeping me honest. This was scheduled to come out at TIFF. There was one showing, and then. You mentioned before Warner Brothers gave you a cease and desist. Is that right?
Well, yeah. So we never got an official cease and desist. Like we really just got like kind of this like strongly worded letter that was like, we don't think this is a parody. Like
what makes something a parody? Because if you can put out, you know, Batman, a porn parody, people in Batman costumes fucking.
Like Batman's been fucking Joker and Robin and Catwoman on screen for years, but somebody can't make like a tender gay Batman movie. But yeah, they sent us that letter literally like 2 days before we were supposed to premiere, and they had known about the movie. Like I'm friends with a handful of people in like the Harley
like
Quinn
Batman?
Writers room. Yeah.
Oh.
The Penguin himself is my brother. You know, they really waited to the last minute. I think they were trying to kind of kill our, to really get into the weeds, kill a big film sale and like,
yeah. And there's no point in doing it 2 weeks before, because then you would explore your options and learn that you could do it or whatever. But 2 days before is meant. That happened to me once when we were doing the Day the Clown Cried reading with Patton Oswalt, which is this Jerry Lewis movie. We were doing a script reading and we would do it around town every once in a while. And then they gave us a cease and desist, like, a few hours before we were supposed to go on, and it just is there to scare
you. You. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, like really scare you. And it, you know, it freaked me out, I guess, but
it freaked
I think
your bean.
It scared my like team more and kind of the people that were sort of trying to help me put together a release. And we weren't going to premiere, but I was like, I got a passport to go to Canada. Like we should do it. Like we're all here. So we actually negotiated with the head of Warner Canada, and we're like, we have like an army full of people that are already ready to see this movie tomorrow. Let us screen. So we had our screening. It was great. And then I kind of paused after that to sort of go back to my lawyers and just make sure that we were in, you know, the legal green zone. And like, I had to finish the movie. Like the movie still had some effects and stuff that needed to be done. It's live action, but there's like a lot of animation and like every kind of animation, stop motion, 3D, 2D. So there was a lot of moving parts that I needed to bring home before we started screening again. And I also wanted to come back with a plan this yeah. time instead of
because did you hope to get it sold when you were up there and then come back? And is it sold? Is that why it's premiering? Or what's the status now?
We don't have any like distribution plan set in stone, but it is coming together right now. I mean, really, like Outfest and pretty much every festival that we've screened at since TIFF, you know, because we've done a handful of secret screenings. Like I did like a whole secret tour with the movie in Australia. Like every festival.
Down Under?
Oh yeah, Down Under.
Wow. Does Batman is he different down there? Like does he work during the day?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. it's so crazy, like, you know, like being 18 years old and listening to like Comedy Death Ray on the radio, listening to you ask these kind of questions to somebody.
And they're funny when you're listening.
Yeah,
they're,
and
it's not so funny
yeah.
when you're sitting here, right?
Like breaking into a sweat. but yeah, like every like Outfest has just really gone to bat for us. I mean, they're sponsored by Warner Brothers.
Gone to bat, by the way, is a pun. And
yes, yeah,
we should just like really let everyone know that you meant to say that.
Yeah, moment of silence for that. Yeah, that's kind of why we were sort of confident that we were able to screen. And
that's great. And you know, I mean, what the little I learned about parody law doing Comedy Bang Bang, because we would have all these like conversations with lawyers all the time, and the closer you are to the thing, the better. Like I remember there was one thing where we were trying to parody the Ghoulies, which were the, I don't know if you remember them, the little monsters that come out of the toilet
yes,
and like bite
yeah.
your butt or whatever. And we put them in there and we called them something else, and the lawyer was like, no, you gotta call them Ghoulies. That way everyone knows you're parodying the Ghoulies.
Yeah.
So like, and you're parodying Batman. There's like Batman costumes and Joker costumes
yeah.
and stuff. So it's like, yeah.
We've and like
You're not basically trying to fool people into going like, this is the new Batman movie that's coming out.
Exactly. And like I think, you know, the kind of like deep like negative nerd response out of TIFF was like, why didn't you just call it like the Jokester or something? And it's like, because I actually couldn't do that.
Yeah,
that
that's actually not legal.
Yeah, like that yeah. is the, that's trying to, and
although that's pretty good, the Jokester.
The movie goes out of its way to show that it is not a DC movie. Like it's,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of canon references just because like I love Batman and all the iterations of Batman, but like, you know, it's the worst Batman that you will ever see. Like he's more like kind of just like an overweight cop in it. And
it is interesting because yeah. Batman, you know, when you really think about it, you go like, oh, this poor little guy, he got his parents' face blown off or whatever. And so he goes and fights crime. He's really a rich dude who's out there stomping on poor people.
Yeah, and like is still like, look, we all have trauma. Especially, like it's 2023. All of our lives are miserable.
Go to one therapist, Batman.
Yeah, you'll get over it. Like this is not the solution. I don't know
that they've ever shown him going to a therapist in the comics.
No.
Which would that would cure him.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And worse than that, he's like a super dick now. Like it used to be like, "Hey, okay, he's out there and he's at least like, you know, he had this shit happen to him, but he's out there, you know, trying to help out. Now he's just an asshole to Superman."
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the thing, too, making this movie. Like, I really love the, like, I mean, I grew up on the Schumacher Batmans. Like, I loved the Tim Burton ones, but I loved Batman Forever. Like, I saw it, I remember seeing it as a kid, and, like, seeing Nicole Kidman in that movie was, like, an early, like, oh, I think I'm trans or gay or something for me. Because like just seeing her and the way Batman looked at her and like the rubber nipples, like, you know, some some wires got either crossed or
just
connected in that moment.
Just everything was pinging for you at that moment.
Exactly.
Like, oh boy.
And like
rubber nipples.
I just love the colorful campy fun.
Did you like the little projected question marks anytime the Riddler would come onto the set?
Yeah, like he said
in there like setting up lights beforehand, like, or at least telling someone like, hey, I want all these question marks projected all over.
It's like where all the money from like the diamond heist goes to. It's yeah. the production design of his lair. Yeah, I like miss those. I mean, I love the Nolan Batmans like as much as anyone, but I don't need any more gritty. Yeah.
It was cool to see something like, hey, this is Batman realistically, but now we don't need to go darker. It's like, how much, you know, already like this new one, you can't see what's happening on screen and it's way too quiet. It's like, what's next? Let's go back. Let's go back to the, let's out Schumacher.
Yeah, no, yeah. I really wanted to make him proud with this movie. And I hope in heaven he's watching down.
Do you think he's in heaven? I'd like to think so. Like Bat Heaven, at least.
Yeah, at least. He's probably in a very specific type of heaven.
Who, like that's where Alfred went when he died?
Yeah.
Spoilers for the current comic book. By the way, I know the current writer, Chip Zdarsky. Oh boy, if you're listening, Chip,
you have a few notes.
Anyway, so the People's Joker, it comes out it premieres this Saturday. You were telling me 9:15. I'm gonna check that against the official record, but apparently that's your opinion. It comes out 9:15 this Saturday.
Yeah, that is a weird time to
It's strange, especially like I can understand if it's an hour and 45 minutes, but it's an hour and a half.
It's a cold 92. So I don't really know.
Maybe and when you say cold 92, it was a Mr. Freeze pun.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You meant to say that.
Thank you for catching that one too.
And I play Mr. Freeze in the film, which upon your instructions, I recorded approximately 40 takes on an iPhone of my lines. I don't know, but I don't remember.
And I picked what I would describe as the most Scott Aukerman take.
I felt like I did about 40 reads. I was like, oh, the 40th one was actually good.
No, but that's
I bet you didn't listen to it all the way through.
No, I definitely think the last one, like if I may do it.
Oh, sure.
Cool party.
Okay, sure.
The most fancy boy. Right.
Wonderful.
And people know it's the craziest thing is there's nothing about the design of the character to suggest it's you, but it is like, I mean, to my credit, I guess I'm a good director. Like, I did pick the Scott Aukerman take because people know it's you.
And the other people who are in it, you have Tim is in it, right?
Yeah, Tim plays Perry White. It's kind of a Alex Jones version of Perry White. Bob Odenkirk plays Bob the Goon. Elliot Glazer plays a character named Timmy Two Times.
Sarah Squirm is
Maria Bamford now plays Lauren Michaels. Sarah
that's,
was
that's one thing you found you can't do.
Well, Sarah was Lauren Michaels. She was in the movie before she was cast, and that was one of the SNL, after tips.
That's why she was cast.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean,
I heard someone does a good impression of me. You're on the shoe.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. Yeah. The People's Joker comes out this Saturday, and after that, we don't know, but how can people follow along with the saga?
You can follow me at VeraDrew22 on Twitter. I also am doing a behind-the-scenes podcast for my Patreon, patreon.com/VeraDrew22.
What's the 22 for? Is that the year that you started it, or is it...
It just rhymes, I think. I think there's also...
I think it does. You're right. Hold on. Let's test it out. Drew 2.
Yeah, and then the extra 2 adds a little bit of... It adds, like, the syllable in between.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. people can follow it there. We're going to take a break. And, Vera, you can stick around, right? Because we have some exciting guests. Did you hear who's coming up? We have...
they sound exciting.
Yeah, someone who cleaned ice out of a urinal once, at least. And then someone with an exciting opportunity. Pretty good.
Yeah.
For this show, not bad.
No, you landed some good guests. I feel very honored to be among this illustrious group.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more from Vera Drew. We'll have more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No. I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Vera Drew is here, the People's Joker, out this Saturday at an odd time, 9:15. I would suggest getting there by 9, just in case something happens, it starts early.
I'm like wondering if I should show up early just to be on the safe side.
I think you should show up early no matter what.
I'm so traumatized from TIFF that I worry that like it is just like not going to happen in some way. Like and
you might get one of those cease and desists literally because of this show. Like some you know the brothers Warner are listening or something like that, and they send you another one. So We'll see. I mean, you're tempting fate by being on this show because it's a very popular podcast, Humanities Podcast, and of course, the Animal Kingdoms. We need to get to our next guest. He is the aforementioned person who used to dump ice in a urinal or clean the ice that was in it or take ice out.
I used to dump the ice in the urinal, and then the urine cleans the ice out of the urinal.
That doesn't sound very sanitary to me.
Well, we've talked before about how cold your urine stream is.
That's a good point.
Everyone else's is incredibly hot, and it melts the ice, which gives you a sense of
and
power.
Mine would make the ice even more ice,
yeah.
Essentially. Yeah, it would be a glacier.
Hence your perfect casting as Mr. Freeze.
Thank you so much.
Mary, you must have known. By the way, as far as A-Block interviews go,
yeah,
no shade. That's the best, most interesting, informative interview you've ever conducted. In I learned something. You were at attention, and every time you got called out, I was like, dang.
I mean, it's not bad. I think I'm getting okay at this after 14 years. In my 15th year, I'm like, yeah, I do all right. He used to do this job at my favorite restaurant, which is called what?
The Domio's.
The Domio's.
D'apostrophe.
The Domio's.
Domio's.
That's my favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And he has his own podcast called, what is it called again?
Hey Randy, a Randy Snuts Show.
And that's over at CBB World. Please welcome back to the show, Randy Snuts himself. Hello, Randy.
How could I possibly top that introduction?
Are you? Does every guest come on here trying to top their introduction? I mean, come on, you could just be yourself.
I couldn't do better myself, though.
Well, you don't have to. You're the guest.
Oh, you set a high bar, Scott, and I'll never reach it.
You are very complimentary today, Randy. I'm not used to it.
Well, you know, it's a new year, so I have new habits.
Okay, that's good to know. This is Vera, by the way.
How you doing, Vera?
Hey, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
I really admire your work.
Oh. Really? What do you know of Randy Snuts' work? The ice part of it, or?
Yeah, and the particularly, I think I really resonate with like that feeling of power, like when the ice is melting. And
absolutely.
That was the other thing I didn't know. Like, would you dump the ice and that's the end of your relationship to that particular batch of ice? Or would you come in and check on it all the time and see its progress?
Yeah, you have to come in and check to see if more ice needs dumping.
But would you check on it just to see how it's going without that part of it?
So you're saying, would I have a personal relationship with this batch of ice?
Sure. Like, you just want to know, like, is it melting?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I want to know that other people are feeling their power.
Like, say you dumped a big thing of ice and they were like, Randy, you're off the clock. You go home now. Would you, like, wait another half hour?
Can't do it. I'm giving you work for free. I got to wait until that last cube of ice is melted.
And then watch someone else put the new batch of ice in.
Uh-huh. Then shake their hand. Then we wash our hands together. Then we walk out.
Wonderful. Randy, it's so good to see you. You, of course, a longtime guest on this show. The saga of all of your comings and goings is legendary.
Oh, thanks.
You have your friends Amber and Stu, of course.
They're on my podcast. My duplicitous girlfriend, Carissa, is on the podcast. And, of course, our ne'er-do-well moron libertarian friend, Mark Cotavano, is on the podcast.
And what is going on with Carissa? You mentioned Carissa, but are you guys, because sometimes you come on here and you're broken up, sometimes you're back together. Where
absolutely
are you?
I mean, it depends on how her devious meter is flowing, you
right
know?
And where is it off the charts right now?
No, we're in a good place right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we're together. I've started a new endeavor. Obviously I haven't worked at Domino's in a long time.
And why is that? I never knew why you didn't work there anymore. Suddenly I got there and there was no ice anymore. They didn't have an ice budget, or what exactly happened?
Yeah, they lost their ice budget, and I was the first one cut. You know, pandemic hit, and they were like, "Hey, we got to scale back. We're going to takeout." And I was like, "So you don't need?"
Would you maybe did you pitch like maybe I could throw some ice in the bag?
Yeah, ice in the bag.
Takeout, and they could put it in their own toilets.
I mean, you're reading my mind. I had written little handwritten things stapled to little bags of ice that
like
said,
little fortune cookies, but it was.
They all were the same thing.
Well,
they all said, if you dare, dump this ice in your toilet at home and pee in it to get a sense of power.
Why is it like, it kind of sounds like a threat.
Yeah, if you dare. Why put the if you dare there?
If you dare?
Yeah.
Well, because, you
seems
know,
like, first of all, you're calling people who don't dare cowards.
True.
Implicitly.
Yes, absolutely. Why are you afraid to feel this power?
Right.
Why are you afraid to melt ice with your urine stream? It's hot. It's inside you.
But you bring up a good question, though. Why don't we have ice in our toilets all day? If it's so great in the urinal at restaurants, like, why don't we do it at home?
Well, first off, you have to have like an ice machine. Not everybody has that.
Sure. But if you, but I mean, you could make the cubes yourself, like overnight.
True.
Dump them in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Then refill them.
Yeah.
And then by the time you need more ice, you know, maybe they're ready again, you know?
I think that it might take away the special sensation of visiting, you know, an establishment and going into the bathroom and being like, I have to do my dirty business again. And
so then, it's basically why you don't have a maitre d' at your house. It's this is for the restaurant.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be a maitre d' myself. You know, I'm not going to be like, Carissa, right this way. Sit down. I ordered pizza.
Although it sounds nice.
Yeah, she might like that.
Yeah, she might like some special treatment once in a while.
Yeah,
what do you
true.
Do for her?
What do I do?
Do you do special things for her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like what?
I say things like, that was not duplicitous. You know, so I affirm her good behavior.
Right.
So you think the way that she treats me, I should be nice to her?
I don't know. I personally think you guys should break up. I mean, I've always said that.
Yeah, but... well, that's coming up soon.
Oh, you think so? Well, you said you were in a good place.
Well, we've broken up like 785 times. We're going to get back together.
Right.
You know? Because I love the way you lie.
What are you going to get married? I mean, do you see that in your future? Children, marriage?
I don't know. Right now, we're a dink couple.
What is dink? What does that mean?
Double income, no kids.
Where does she work? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. She's between jobs right now. So, I mean, it's her
unemployment. We're like a sink couple right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, true. Well, but I got a new endeavor.
Oh, well, yeah, well, your new endeavor. What's
so, you know, on? Like a couple of years ago, I bought a limousine off of Craigslist.
I guess I didn't know that, but okay.
Oh, you didn't?
How would I have known that?
I announced that on the show.
Okay, sure. Okay, I don't remember every single thing we've talked about on the show.
Oh, okay.
I barely remember the name of my favorite restaurant, which is apparently Didomio's?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You probably haven't been in a while.
No, I mean, you know, after COVID, no ice.
No dice.
No visit. Yeah, thank you.
No ice, no dice.
That's one of those rhymes that we were talking about with Vera earlier.
Nice.
That's another one.
I know. Thrice.
Yeah, well, now four times, but yeah.
Fried
rice.
Yep, there we go.
Hey, there we go.
That's the Pentagon.
Yes, we did it. I wonder how many times they have fried rice at the Pentagon. Do you think they deliver? Did they get food delivered at the Pentagon, or are people like not allowed to bring food in there? Because if so, that would be a major security breach, I would think.
This is one of those chime-ins Vera was talking about not being good for the podcast.
Why? I'm interested.
You want to take a tangent to talk about fried rice at the Pentagon?
Yeah.
Okay. I bet they have it every other day.
I hope so. I hope that for them.
They probably do eat it a lot there because I think there is a food court that's like one of the like staples of food court.
Is it right there in the center of the Pentagon? That would be so cool.
Yeah, it's so big. That's why they had to build it. They built a food court first.
There's like an Orange Julius and a Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Sabaro. Generals are going
best
up there.
Pizza at Sabaro.
Like, could you take a paper napkin and kind of press the oil out of that slice of Sabaro?
See, this turned out to be a good chime in.
It was. It was pretty good.
Okay, good. Anyway, so your new endeavor.
I have a new endeavor. So I converted my limousine into a traveling karaoke station.
Oh, I remember something like this. So you would pick people up.
I pick people up. It's BYOB. They can bring in whatever they want.
Oh, wow. Really?
Well, then you have to park if you want a drink.
Oh, okay. If you want a drink.
Well, no, I mean, no, if they want a drink, you can't drive around with
I've
an
always
open
wondered,
container.
What is the legality of having liquor in the back of a limo? Is it just because it's a limo and there's like a window in between?
Yeah, and the window on mine is busted, so.
Oh, okay.
If we get pulled over, they're going to be like, oh, the window wasn't up.
Well, like if you were drinking in the backseat of my car and I get pulled over, could I just go, no, this is a limo?
Test your luck, my friend.
Just install a window, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
There, see, I installed TVs. I got a karaoke machine at this vintage shop in town. I installed that, and now we're good to go.
All right. So how you did that how long ago? About a year ago or so?
Well, no, I bought the limo a couple of years ago, but I just recently converted into a karaoke station.
Oh, okay.
So, it's been great. It's been very fruitful. And people love my hosting skills, too.
Oh, so are you driving while you're hosting?
I'm driving, and I have a microphone up front, and then there's one microphone in the back.
What's that one for? The people singing?
Yeah, the guests.
Oh, okay. Well, that was implied.
It's not karaoke.
You said it like it was a special thing.
Well, it seemed like you were implying that the karaoke was I drive around and sing karaoke and people just sit in the back and booze it up.
No, I was not implying that.
Oh, okay.
I just find it funny that you're hosting while driving. That's okay. That's all I asked you.
Well, it's just hosting. You know, I kick things off and then, you know, I get the mood going with a
sure.
song. You
sure.
know, I have a couple standards that I'm really good at.
What are you good at? Which ones?
Oh, you want to hear it?
Not the song, but I just want to hear the title of them.
Okay, La Vie en Rose by Edith Piaf.
Are you singing it in that language?
In that language,
like,
you know.
Absolutely, French, yeah. French. I could give you 15, 20 seconds.
Sure, let's hear it.
I've got bars.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas,
okay, je vois okay, la vie arrose. Hold on a second, Randy. Yeah. It was beautiful for the intro part of it.
It was. I'm not a trained singer.
No, it sounded amazing. And then suddenly, like, what happened when the chorus came?
I'm not a trained singer. I'm not really sure. It all sounded the same to me. But I don't have an ear for music. I don't have perfect pitch.
It sounded like range to me. Like, you've got...
No. I've got no range. No. Yeah. My music teacher...
You're like
once...
Bruce Hornsby when he went solo.
Oh, my God. The amount of times I've gotten in bar fights because people are like, hey, motherfucker, you sound like Bruce Hornsby when he went solo. And I'm like, psh, that's it. I'm going to cut you up.
God. So if you have no ear for music, why are you doing this? Just it's a money-making opportunity?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm an entrepreneur at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like anybody else.
Yeah.
Here's my Venmo code. Go ahead, scan it.
All right. Here we go.
There we go. All right, now I'm going to request some cash from you.
Why?
I just serenaded you.
I didn't. I mean, I guess I did ask for it. Yeah. But you offered.
You're asking for it all the time, my friend. Look at that outfit. Bare feet in the studio.
Hey, this is my home.
Oh, still okay.
I can have bare feet in my own home.
I'm not saying you only have to ask for it out in public. Clearly, you're asking for it at home as well.
Hopefully, I get it at home.
No kidding. You're making... I got a Joker smile looking at those feet. Right, Vera? How about you?
I'm not going to participate in this part of it.
Okay. My friend is looking exfoliated and hydrated down there.
Down there. Hey, my eyes are above my feet, okay? Somewhere. You got to find them, but they're up a little bit higher.
Okay, I'm going up the body. I haven't seen them yet.
They're usually towards the top.
This is a feast for the senses. The sense of sight. Oh, there they are. Wow, beautiful.
Twinkling. That took you so long to climb up his body.
Well, he's like 6'2".
Yeah, you're really resting on the midsection there for a long time.
I thought I'd see the eyes. There are a few things down there that look like the eyes, but it turns out it's just buttons and belts.
And bulges, of course.
Yeah, that's true. The eyes, crotch of the face.
For a minute, I bet you thought that one of my eyes was popping out like a cartoon, but no, that was just my boner that I have while I record this show.
Yep, your single eye-shaped boner.
Single cartoon Popeye.
You got an early Matt Groening-looking eye boner down there.
How would I describe my boner? Well,
1987 Matt Groening eyes.
Well, this sounds great. So how much business have you received?
Pretty good business. You know, all you got to do is you post a couple things on Craigslist. Local Craigslist is really active for us.
Hmm.
There's a lot of people that have not abandoned it.
Really? There are a lot of sex workers there.
Sure. Okay.
Do people expect that from you when you come and pick them up? Are they like...
Maybe. I mean, that explains some of the comments that I've gotten, but I don't discriminate.
You discriminate what? People who want...
Against sex workers.
Oh, sure. But no, but... So when you say you don't discriminate, if they want sex from you, you just give it to them?
No, I don't discriminate that's what they think I offer. And then I say, no, actually.
I was going to say, your definition of not discriminating is very different.
Yeah.
They come expecting a sex worker. You don't discriminate, so you do it.
No. I'm not discriminating. You're intimating that I am.
I'm not intimating anything. I'm just merely asking you questions, Randy.
Okay, well, my answer to that question is I say, no, thank you. I'm not looking for that. Would you like to listen to some karaoke and then do some? And then usually they're like,
oh. When they say, and then do they say, when you say do some, what do you mean?
They do say that. They do say that. Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
And then I'm like, what do you think I meant? Wink, wink. And then they're like,
why did you just say wink, wink?
Because that's what I say when they say that.
Okay, yeah, but I'm imagining them saying, why did you just say wink, wink?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they say. And then I say, I'm winking at you. You must know what I mean.
That's the thing. Winks have gotten a bad rap, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because anytime you wink at someone, it's suggestive, supposedly. It's like, no, it's just fun to do. You know, go do it to your friends every once in a while.
You're winking at me right now.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's fun. Well,
those toes are twinkling as much as your eyes.
See, now you're turning it into a weird thing. I'm just winking at you.
Why is it weird?
Like a friend.
Okay. The foot is the part of the body.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
There we go.
You got me there.
I'm not being weird by looking at your bare feet in studio. You're parading around showing us right now.
I'm not prancing. I'm not parading.
For those of you listening at home or at work, or I mean, wherever the hell you are, Scott's got his feet up on the table. He's twinkling his toes at us.
I'm doing sort of a wink with my toes.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this sounds great. I mean, what does Carissa think about all this?
I mean, she's against anything that gives me a sense of independence.
Yeah.
So at first she was not happy about it. And then, you know, I took home a little bit of cash and I took her out to eat Taco Bell Cantina.
Oh, the fancy Taco Bell? I love that.
Yep. That way you don't have to sneak booze into the Taco Bell.
Right. Yes. Because they serve it, or I haven't been in one.
Yeah. It's like Starbucks Reserve.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I should do Comedy Bang Bang Reserve or something like that, where it's like a better version of this show.
Oh, Comedy Bang Bang After Dark.
Oh, yeah. We always do it during the day.
And have a Matt Groening boner whenever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Peach Pit After Dark, but it's Comedy
yes.
Bang Bang.
I used to love that because Peach Pit was just the squarest business in the world. It was a 50s diner. And then it turned into the hottest club in Beverly Hills.
In the back.
Yeah. And by the way, it was who used to run it? Nate? Was that his name? I don't remember.
Let's see.
Whoever the owner was, he was like, I got this space in the back. It's like a gorgeous club.
Yeah, and he wasn't
Beverly Hills.
He just had like diner supplies back there.
Yeah.
And then they cleaned them out and it turned into the hottest club in Beverly Hills.
And by the way, where are these 50s diners in Beverly Hills? I don't think I've ever seen one.
They got run out of business.
Yeah.
Aaron Spelling pulled the plug.
Yeah. Cease and desist.
CISO and desisto.
You a big fan of CISO?
I used to be. Still got the app on my Apple TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll kick back to life someday. And guess what? It'll have technical difficulties.
That's right. Well, this is great, Randy. You made some money.
Yep, I made some cash. It's a cash-only business, so if you want to ride in my limo, just bring some cash. Bring some ideas for karaoke songs that you want to sing.
Ideas?
Well,
what about just like names of them?
Of songs?
Yeah.
You're splitting hairs right now, my friend.
I just find it funny of like someone coming and going, I have a few ideas I want to throw against the wall.
Some, yeah.
Like maybe something with like music in it, maybe something in 4/4 time.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're on the right track. Keep going. Give me the title of a song and I'll plug it in.
There we go.
You know, bangers only. I'm not
you're a bangers only business.
A bangers only
you're
business.
You're B.O.B.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I couldn't, you know, I haven't been able to afford like entire catalogs.
Right.
So I'm just...
You're not on the internet on YouTube because you might try that, but I was doing it here at the house and you got to play an ad before every song.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to. That would weigh people down when they're trying to make their decisions.
So do you have CDs or are they downloaded? Or?
Yeah, you need to see these nuts.
Randy's nuts.
They're not on cassettes. Yeah, we have CDs, so it's bangers only. And, you know, it's pretty good. People are pretty pleased.
How many
with the
CDs
selection.
Do you have?
Probably like 14 CDs.
Okay, this is not a lot of songs. You can maybe fit 15 songs on a CD?
Yep. Yeah. Well, Violent Femmes Greatest Hits, that's like 21 songs.
There's
a
whole karaoke CD for Violent Femmes Greatest Hits?
Well, it's not the karaoke
CD. Is it two tracks?
No, it's actually just the Greatest Hits CD, and I turn it down every time the lyrics pop up.
Like a DJ at a club?
Like a DJ at a club.
When he wants them to sing?
Yeah. So it's like,
yeah,
you know.
Okay.
I mean.
I mean, that counts. I would sing along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You seem like a Violent Femmes head.
Sure. Why not?
Cool.
Milwaukee's own.
In a battle to the death, who would win? Violent Femmes or the Bodines?
Well, the Violent Femmes, I mean, it's all about the branding, you know? I'd be scared to go up against the Violent Femmes until I met them, you know? But the Bodines, it's like, I don't know.
They're probably Christo-fascists now.
Well, this is great, Randy. I really respect your hustle, your get up and go.
Thanks. Ain't no bustle without the hustle.
Good point. But how long do you think this is going to last?
Probably a few months, like most of my other endeavors. Then I'll either get bored or sick of it, or I'll get fired from my own job.
How does that happen? How do you get fired from your own like thing? I mean, have you ever fired yourself?
Absolutely. You just get in a fight with the boss, a verbal altercation.
Mm.
You know, I eat enough CBD, I'm bound to start talking to myself. If I say something to myself, I'm bound to disagree.
You're eating so much CBD that it's having a psychoactive effect on you?
I mean, you've been eating from like, it's just goop, essentially. It's like, it looks like a massage oil or something like that you've just been chugging right now.
Really sticky stuff. I melt down all the CBD gems that I can find. You know, because most of them don't have more than 0.3% of THC legally.
Yeah. Right. So you got to melt them down and separate the THC from the actual gem part of it.
You got to separate it chemically.
Yeah. You got to keep it separated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I said chemically, I was quoting Brain Candy by Kids in the Hall.
Oh, you were? Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't realize you were a KITH fan.
Well, I am a KITH BC fan.
Before what?
Brain Candy.
Brain Candy. Oh, yeah. That's the only thing you Christ. Know. Everything they did pre-Jesus
Christ.
Well, Randy, this is fantastic. Can you stick around? Because we have a great guest coming up, and I would love for you to stick around. And
I'll stick around for the podcast, and I'll stick around afterwards.
Oh, for what?
Oh, just ask you advice on how to get your feet so clean and hydrated.
I mean, when you say hydrated, I mean, they're not wet or anything.
Yeah, but they're not flaking.
Okay. Do feet in your life tend to flake?
In my life? Have you seen my friends?
Stu and Amber, yeah, I met them once. Yeah.
Hey, will you finally give me your phone number? I'll send you pictures of my friend's feet after this.
I don't want to do that. But Randy Snuts is here. His podcast, Hey Randy, is out there on CBB World. We also have Vera Drew, the People's Joker. And coming up, we have someone with an exciting opportunity. So this is, I mean, do you think we'll be excited for them or?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll share in the excitement. That'll be incredible.
Let's do it. Let's bring it on. I can't wait to get to this ad break.
Faster. Because then we'll be beyond
that
the ad
break.
That
will be beyond the ad break.
Yeah. All right, so let's do it. We're going to all sit here in anticipation of the person's exciting opportunity. We'll have more Vera Drew. We'll have more Randy Snuts. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bam Gang after this. You got to admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Vera Drew is here, director of The People's Joker, going to be premiering this Saturday at Outfest, and then hopefully in your homes after that at some point, where all of the America and the world can see it.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, I mean, I really do want people to see it in a theater, you know, because it's I worked really hard on it.
And also you want that Nicole Kidman thing to play in front of it because you were so into her in Batman Forever.
That would be...
Do you have the dream. Same kind of thing when you see her going, you know, talking about AMC movies and all that kind of stuff?
I actually really am... you know, when those ads started, they did kind of give me some like warm nostalgia pings, but I feel like the like ironic
it's worn
appreciation
off, yeah.
Now has kind of ruined it for
yeah.
me a little bit.
Everyone enjoyed it ironically. To the point where like 3 weeks ago I was there and people were applauding. And then in that 3 weeks, now people are not applauding for it anymore. Like everyone's over it again.
Yeah. We might see like another cycle of that, but yeah.
Yeah. But that would be cool to see it play before your movie.
Yeah, no, it'd be great. Especially since we do have a fully CG version of her in my movie.
Oh, really? Cool.
Here's what she looks like.
What was her name in that movie?
Dr. Chase Meridian. She's a psychologist fascinated with bats.
Because that's what psychologists do, yeah. is they grow fascinated with someone in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
We also have Randy Snuts here. You a fan of Batman?
Absolutely. I love Batman. All the works. I just remembered the other day that Burgess Meredith is the first Penguin.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
What reminded you of that? What made you...
Were you watching
suddenly
Twilight
remember.
Zone episodes and suddenly he went, wah, wah, wah.
I was scrolling Twitter and Burgess Meredith was trending. This is weird. He's been dead since 97. What's going on?
What was going on? What did you find out?
I have no idea. It was just the new algorithm sucked so much. It was burping out Burgess Meredith. And I was like, oh. And then I saw him with Cesar Romero. I'm like, oh my God, that's right. He was the Penguin.
Yeah, amazing so at it.
I grew up watching the first one. I mean, I like them all, but you're right. It's gotten too dark.
Too dark. Let's go back pre-Nolan to Batman having fun.
How about Batman in Godspell?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
That could be good, right?
As Jesus or as John the Baptist or?
I guess he'd be John the Baptist.
Yeah, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now that's something you could bring into the karaoke bus.
That's right. I sang that in high school. I was I played that role in high school and I came from the back of the theater and I walked down the steps toward the stage.
Barefoot?
I tried. And then apparently the choreographer who was a former student who was maybe a couple years out of high school who came back to help out with choreography, I was not there for one rehearsal and she made fun of the way I walked. It did an impression. It scarred me for life.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Wow. Scared the shoes right off you. That's great. Well, yeah, you should absolutely sing that. I'd be honored if you sang that.
I would love that. Let's set that up at some point. How do I get a hold of you? Do I call you or how
you
do,
can
how
leave
do
a
people...
voicemail on my voicemail. We're always taking voicemails. We love our callers. 779-379.
Wait, this is the voicemail from your program to book your Uber. I have to call and you sift through those.
Yeah, I sift through those. And hopefully you just give me an address and I pick you up. But it's 779-379.
This doesn't seem like the most expedient.
Let
okay,
me
go
get
ahead.
Through the number. I'm trying to promote a show on your Patreon. Okay.
Our Patreon. But go ahead.
779-379-2679.
I'm just saying it doesn't seem like the most expedient way to book your services.
Oh, yeah.
Because so many people are calling for your podcast.
Well, you could text it as well.
Okay.
We take texts.
You take texts?
Uh-huh.
So you sift through those to find out who wants to book your Uber for karaoke?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
Give it a call.
Maybe some people, you might get some business after this comes out.
I hope we get voicemails pertaining to the podcast, but if I get business too, sure. We'll
okay,
take it.
Great. Well, speaking of business, we have someone who has an exciting opportunity coming up, and he's been on this show once before. Please welcome back to the show, Joey Salsa.
Thanks for having me. Don't expect me to top that intro. That was fantastic.
I don't expect anyone to top any intro. I don't even think that intro was all that good. You were on once before.
You gave my name. You said the information. I'd been here once before. That's true. And I got to say, as a frequent listener this time and the one other time I've been on here, best B block I've heard. Best A block.
So wait, you listened to the one episode you were on before.
Yeah, you make us sit here before we talk. I don't know if people know that. So
where else are you going to be?
I could be running errands.
What kind of errands would you run instead of being here?
You can give me an estimate of what time I needed to be here and I could walk in. But no, it was fantastic. I learned the phrase dink. Never heard that before. Mm-hmm. Vera called you a fancy boy in A block. I like that. You kind of just let it roll right off you.
I didn't take offense to that.
No,
should I have?
No. No.
Tone complimentary.
Right. Yeah.
Based on his feet, how could he not be fancy?
Right. We named the look of your boner. It was all fantastic. There was also some musical stuff in there. And that is my wheelhouse.
That's right. You're a composer, is that right?
Yeah, I like to write musicals my hope is that they're musicals that don't exist. Last time I got burned a little bit by that.
Yeah, last time you came on, I guess you were doing, you got deep into the role of, you were writing a musical about Alexander Hamilton, and you got very deep into the process where you weren't even looking at phones. And you didn't realize that a very popular musical had already come out.
Yeah, I was living like Alexander Hamilton at the time. My musical was called Alexander the Great, not the one you're thinking about, Hamilton. And then I started presenting it, and you said that a lot of my songs were very similar to the song.
It was very weird because musically they were note for note.
And that could be, my stepson writes most of my music, and he turns these tunes around real quick.
Okay, but and he wasn't doing the whole process of not...
I'm writing the lyrics, and then I give him these lyrics, and he just comes, and he's like, I got the track. Yeah. And I'm like, wow.
It sounds to me like he's not a writer. He's a guy who bought an instrumental CD of the latest Hamilton.
Like, I honestly could be. I went home. I tried to talk to him. Locked himself in the room for weeks. Didn't let me get a word in edgewise. But anyway, I realized my mistake was that I'm not Alexander Hamilton. So if I'm writing about...
Hold on. Your mistake in writing this musical is that you're not Alexander Hamilton?
Well, yes, because what do they always tell you in writing? Vera can help me here. Write what you know.
Write what you know. Yeah. Correct. I would have made the same mistake.
Right. Yeah. So I'm writing about... I was trying to write about things that people might not know about, but then I was like, no one knows about me. Why don't I start writing about myself? Then it can't be anything that's ever been done before.
Okay.
Because
well, great.
Yeah. This is actually my life.
Every human being has a unique perspective upon this world, so this sounds good. So you've written a musical about your own life?
Yes, so I was trying to think, what's my best time of my life? When did I really get happy? And I was thinking, it was mostly when, for a little while, I would go to small town, and I would try to...
Why the small town?
Well, because
why
I was...
not big towns?
Well, after I finish my sentence, you'll figure out, I think. Because I was trying to scam these people into thinking that I was a music guy and that I'd get all the kids to buy instruments and then they'd give me all the money and then I would leave town. And so if it's a big town...
This is something you used to do.
I loved
it. You used to go from town to town as a musical instrument salesman.
Loved it, yes.
And but they would give you half the money, or how much would you take? Would you take
all of it? I'd say as much as I can, yeah. I'd say, hey, come on, don't worry. I know the guy. Let me place the order.
So they would place the order for these instruments. You would skip town, before the instruments.
So it was amazing. And so then I said, well, let me write a couple of songs about that, you know?
I mean, it's a very interesting life. Do you have a song?
I do have one. I actually have a few, but why don't we start with the first one?
Okay, so this is based on your life. As a traveling salesman or as a traveling con man.
Correct.
All right.
76 trombones led the big parade. That is way too many trombones. There's only 82 kids that are even in the band. Why did everybody pick to play trombone? Here's my theory why it happened. Randy Johnson picked first, and he's a cool kid, so everyone did what he did. But now I got so many trombones, and I got no flutes or drums, and two kids carrying the front, the flag, they die. So now it's mostly trombones, and the song doesn't have trombones. And what are you gonna do with all the trombones and the everything? And
if okay, you okay. got a... Hold on. Okay. Joey Salsa.
Yeah.
First off, I have to say, when you mention the premise of this, you know, the execution can differ. Everyone can have the same idea. There's a lot of parallel thinking in art, you
Multiple
know?
Multiple discovery.
Yeah.
Right. Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Exactly. But the execution, you hope, is a little different. And yours is a little different.
Great.
Maybe not different enough. Oh. I do have to say that the song 76 Trombones exists in a musical with the exact same premise as your life called The Music Man.
Oh, okay. Well, mine's called The Instrument Guy, so it's different in that
okay.
way.
Okay.
Is the song all about how there's too many, 76 is way too many trombones?
No, it's the perfect amount in that.
Whoa.
They love the fact that there are 76 trombones.
In a small town?
I know. It doesn't make...
Way
I mean, yours makes more sense.
Trombones. Wait, yeah, okay.
It I guess sounds the, like... The thing that doesn't make as much sense is, mm-hmm. why do you care how many trombones there are? Because you're not even...
Well, that's the one town that I stayed in. So I actually did... Actually, again, that's kind of more of an ending song, but I want to start strong. And
that's how the musical ends.
Well, I don't exactly remember, but it's pretty close to the end. Mm-hmm. It's pretty close to the end, yeah. So it's like... And so that's me actually leading, and I lead the band through it, but then it's just...
So that's when they get their instruments, you stay there, and then
trombone after trombone after trombone. And
yeah. How many trombones is too many trombones, would you say?
I'd say over four.
Yeah.
Wait, but you had 72 more trombones to sell to this small town? Your inventory must have been pretty big.
Yeah, no, well, because I just do it on Amazon.
Right,
so
yeah.
once they tell you...
Are you a Prime member?
Yeah. Yeah, I joined.
Otherwise, that gets so expensive.
Yeah, just to watch the show.
So the title makes sense. You're a third-party instrument guy.
Right, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Did you consider calling it third-party instrument guy instead of just the instrument
I'm
guy?
I'm open to that. I was trying to go... I thought last time I made the mistake with too many words in my title, so I was trying to
what
go...
What was it the last time, the Hamilton
Alexander
one?
The Great, oh, not the right, one you're thinking of, Hamilton.
Right.
And so this time I thought I'd just keep it compact.
I mean, it definitely tells you what you're in for, the third-party instrument guy.
I mean,
you know, he's not a guy who's like out there making the instruments.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
He's not a guy who carries them around with
him. No. I sometimes do this with my hands, which I know isn't great for podcasts.
By the way, yeah, for podcasts, he's like sort of conducting an imaginary orchestra.
Conducting, like Tar.
Yeah, exactly.
Lydia, or should I say Linda?
You a big Tar fan?
Yeah, I watched it on an airplane.
You a Tar Heel?
I'm absolutely a Tar Heel. I'm one of Dean Smith's boys. I love the movie Tar. rest in power, Dean Smith. Anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I think it's a little too close.
Okay.
It sounds like the same. Is your stepson?
Yeah.
Your composer still? Because it also sounds exactly like
he did
the
it
music
again.
From.
Yeah,
the,
it sounds like he just got an instrumental track from.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, maybe
sort of like the instrumental tracks that Randy here plays on his.
Yeah.
Maybe you could hook up with his.
Yeah. I'm also not a music guy. This is all temp audio. If anyone's wondering, I'm not. I don't.
This is temp.
I don't
audio.
Think I need to be the star of this.
I'd love to borrow those, or I'd even reward you handsomely for it. Because, like I said, I mean, almost none of my tracks are instrumental.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, that's almost. That's none. Like that's what. Yeah, I'm here just to make money and stuff. So if that. Yeah, if we want to set something up, that'd be awesome.
Right.
Well, here's some cash in my pocket.
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
How much did you just give him, Randy?
$3.
I don't know. That's enough. But
for one song, I got some more. So maybe by the end of this, I'll have like $15.
Okay. Well, you have five songs? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the second one then.
Well, yeah. So there was this one town where this kid, he was a real wiener of a kid, you know? But I was trying to sleep with his mom. And so I'd hang out with him and he'd always.
Did you ever get there?
I think maybe at the end of the music, I'll grab her butt a little bit and wink so you think that it might happen.
Is that a wink like a suggestive wink or is that a wink between friends?
Good point. That one actually was suggestive, but my shoes will be on, so it'll be confusing for the audience.
Okay.
So this next one, he would always sing about how much he loved his town. And so this one, musicals, I realized, are long. They take forever. And so this song
to write or to watch?
Ooh, I mean, to both of them, really. Yeah. They want them to be like, you know, a couple hours because they want intermission. They want to sell drinks. So I had to get.
I saw six the other night. It was 90 minutes, no intermission.
Well, there you go.
I felt a little cheated.
Oh, see, and that's my point.
Yeah.
And that is exactly my point. So this song, it's about.
It's like a six implies it's going to be 6 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking.
Turned out it was the number of performers.
I was thinking six songs.
It's like it could have been either.
I thought
it'd
be the woman.
Hours, number of performers.
The woman from Blossom.
While
we're
good point.
Doing topical Beverly Hills 90210 stuff, let's dip into a Blossom reference.
Poor Six.
Poor Six.
She was an icon, and we didn't recognize it.
Hats. Yeah. She started hats, from what I remember.
Yeah, she did. She was the first person on TV to wear hats.
Yeah. No one was allowed to. It was like, remember the I Love Lucy where they couldn't even go to the bathroom or mention she was pregnant?
That's right.
And then, like, no one was allowed to wear hats until Blossom. And then suddenly, like, everyone's wearing it, people don't remember it.
First toilet was on Leave It to Beaver.
Whoa.
That's what Joey said when he saw Six's hat.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's like, you can't wear that.
That was his catchphrase?
His catchphrase was, you can't wear that.
You can't wear that.
So you have another song.
So yeah, and this song I'm going to have be really long. I'm thinking like maybe a 45-minute song.
45 minutes on. Oh, okay. Just to pad out.
Kill up some time. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is right, number two.
Here we go.
Number two.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. This is from the instrument, third-party instrument guy.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome. Also not Buffalo, or Phoenix, or Seattle, or New Zealand, or Madrid, or other cities. Here are some, Minneapolis, and Glendale, and there is another song, and another city that I'll tell you about, and it's
okay,
not that.
All right, I gotta stop you here. So your plan is to do a 45-minute song where you just name places that are not Gary, Indiana, even though you've named Gary, Indiana at the very top of the song.
Don't tell me that happens in the other one.
No, there is a song called Gary, Indiana in the other one.
Okay.
But it's a point of pride about the little child is very proud to be from Gary, Indiana and sings about its qualities.
Right.
Not just what it is not.
Oh, okay. Huh.
This does sound like an interesting, like, nihilistic kind of depressing version of the music.
Yeah, depressing, boring.
Okay, yeah, I mean those are qualities that I think I connect to. Yeah.
Really flips it on its head though. When it's just not these other cities, you're like, "Dang.
There's a lot of cities that
are not like Gary, Indiana."
Yeah.
I would probably around like you said that song was 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
Probably around like minute 30, I'd say Gary, Indiana again and be like, whoops.
Oh, right.
No, it is Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Then go back to other cities.
Or put a reminder in there.
Oh, yeah.
Reminder, I am in Gary, Indiana.
Right.
Not, and then go back into the knots again.
Absolutely.
I mean, to be fair, I guess I didn't realize how many cities there were. I thought there were maybe 20, but it seems like there's a lot.
Yeah. And even in my thing, he lists some countries too.
Oh, okay. Like, you know, which?
Well,
Zimbabwe?
Not Paris, France, New York.
That's not a country.
France.
That's not a country.
France, Paris. France.
Okay, France, you got one. Yeah. And then, not Paris, France.
And then Louisiana is a state, which so it's not just cities. I'm opening it up, I guess.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. You have a third song?
I do. Yeah. Okay. So this one, I think women should learn from men about when to kiss. So I wrote this song.
Wait, so this is not part of the play. This is just a song you wrote about what you think women should.
This is part of the play. It's my friend. He's my sidekick, and he sings about when women should kiss.
Okay. Here we go.
Now, a woman who'll kiss on the very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who'll kiss on the second time route is anything but fussy. But a woman who waits till the third time round, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, she's the girl you glad you found. She's your shapoopy, 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 shapoopy. That girl is not a whore. Shapoopy,
okay,
shapoopy.
All right. It was exactly the same until the chorus.
There's no way that a musical about a music man has a character just singing when women should kiss on dates.
No, there is. Your interest and the original writer Meredith Wilson, I believe's interest, really align.
Wow,
incredibly. But the only difference was the original chorus is shapoopy shapoopy, the girl is hard to get, not the girl is
well modernized, I guess. Yeah,
too modern.
Yeah,
okay. Still, it's the song choice, the melody itself. Your stepson is fucking you,
right?
Yeah.
Because if it were a different melody, then, you know, it would probably be unrecognizable.
Does he give you the melodies first and you write the lyrics to it, or vice versa?
I write the songs. I write the songs, and then he gives me the song, and the tracks, they match up perfectly. I thought it was like Elton John and his writing partner.
Bernie Taupin.
Right.
Yeah.
But much like...
if you're going to be a songwriter, you should like learn the names of other songwriters.
Well, much like me and my stepson, I don't want anyone to think of my stepson.
What's his name?
Let's not even get into that.
Let's not get into it.
No, because then all of a sudden everyone's going to be like, oh, he's where's he getting these songs from? This guy's a genius. All of a sudden, you know, but then Elton John, me, Joey Salsa, is what it's all about.
You're the Elton John in this.
Yeah.
It's still going to be about you.
Okay.
You know? We're not trying to give your stepson credit. We're trying to give him criticism.
Oh, okay. Okay, then his name's Doug.
Oh, Doug Salsa?
No, I wish. He refuses.
You want it? You want him to take your last name?
Yeah, I'd like to. No, nothing else has my name except for, of course, the stuff you dip in.
Right, yeah. That's salsa. the one thing that shares the
and
name,
the dance.
Salsa.
Yeah. Oh, too. Okay, I feel better about it now. Yeah.
But what would it give you if he took your last name?
Oh, I guess
feeling of power, much like peeing on ice?
Yeah, it feels like I'd maybe feel as if my life might be worth, you know, I've created something, I left something behind, not just a failure at every attempt I try to create art, and I'm failing again and again.
This is
again,
only your second appearance.
Right. Well, yeah.
You'll fail many more times.
Oh, okay. Like. Fantastic. All right. Great.
You have another song?
I do. Well, so, okay. This one wasn't going well, obviously. I can tell. So I will, let me just adjust completely. This is a different time in my life. I was kind of a complicated story. I was learned music by a nun who came to live with us and have sex with my dad, and she would teach us kind of like...
She came there expressly to have sex with your dad?
Yeah, I guess the nunnery was like being really mean to her and like telling her, they would like write songs about how she, you know, I don't know, was a weirdo or something, and so she came here, and then they were like, I think they were actually trying to do it in a weird way. I think they were winking.
This
actually
is a different musical? Is part of the same... party instrument.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, this is a different one. I'm adjusting. Okay. This one isn't fully finished, but I do have this song.
So you came here prepared with two musicals.
Well, yeah, and then I do. If I need to adjust again, I can adjust again.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's this song about?
Well, this is like kind of me learning about how to sing, basically.
Okay.
So
you're learning how to sing.
She would teach me, and then I would also. This is like as a child. This is me learning with my siblings and stuff. So we're all singing.
All right.
This. Do a deer, a female deer, ray a drop of golden sun. Me, a man looking for Russia poopy, and girls, they always kiss too soon. So I tell them they're a slut, or I'll tell them they're a whore. I can't bring you to meet my mom. It's the third date when you kiss, duh, duh, duh. Dumb, you slut.
Okay, all right. I have to stop.
Okay.
I don't like that kind of talk.
Okay, fair.
On this program or any other.
The deer?
No.
How dare you bring animals into this?
The shaming of that kind of language is not, it's not for pleasant conversation.
Did somebody
nor
hurt you? Or?
Oh, yeah. Good, great question. No,
what happened?
Well, that was actually, what I was trying to do on that one was I was going to show you as a child and then how I how I changed. Like that's, so that's me as a child thinking. Those are child thoughts.
But what happened to you personally to give you this sense that women should kiss on the third date, and if they don't, they need to be denigrated like that?
Well, I think that's just the perfect time to kiss.
Based on what? You have a wife because you have a stepson.
Well, I guess
right?
here's what we're not understanding. It's like, I'm a man, and I think that I know what's best for women. Is that, am I not getting okay, that across?
No, that's coming across.
That's part of it. Yeah, it's very
okay.
clear.
Well, maybe it's my dad used to whistle. He used to have a whistle, and we'd all line up, and then...
Line up to do what?
To just be inspected or to
oh,
sing.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant to take turns on the whistle.
Oh, no, we'd never get to whistle.
There's
a lot
of patterns here.
I wish we could whistle. I wish we could whistle. But okay, I'll just do one more because I feel like maybe I'm not representing myself.
You brought two more tracks.
Okay, well...
You're just going to do one?
Well, I'll do one, and then you can decide if...
We'll call the audible? Yeah. All right, what's this next one?
So this is to show you how I've grown as a human. This is...
Much later in life.
I was living in New York City, and I was at the... I lived in this place. The first of the month, the guy who owned the building always wanted me to pay money. And I hated to do that.
Yeah.
I hated giving him money.
I think we know where this is going.
I hated giving him money on the first of the month. And so this is a song just about how I hated giving this guy money at the first of the month. And so you got to understand, this is me in New York City with all my friends.
No, I understand all of this. Yeah. It seems like your family.
525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. That is too long to wait to be my ship poopy. It's the third date. It's the third date. How can I make this clear?
Okay, I gotta stop you before you. Before you.
Year.
No, no.
Oh no, geez. I don't say any. This I don't say any. Oh, but no, it's a good stop.
Yeah, it was a good stop. I think.
Don't play again.
Wait, so you didn't denigrate women in that one?
Well, no, because this time they waited too long. I think they waited a full year. And I think I think we can all agree.
If the dates only come like one every 4 months?
Oh.
Then it would be the third date, but it would be a full calendar year.
That is perfect.
I think
yeah.
I got to add a second.
You got to add a second verse.
That's
from a different musical already.
This is from a different one. Yeah.
No. This is from a different one that also exists, named by the name of Rent.
Doug fucked you again, man.
Yeah.
What does your wife say about all this? Because you're being deceived by your stepson. What's your wife's name?
Well, would you believe it if I actually don't have a shoe poopy?
What?
What?
You have a stepson without a shapoopy?
Yeah.
What happened to the shapoopy?
I started talking about some of my beliefs about other people. You know, she'd introduce me to a friend. She'd say, have you met Carolyn Brandon? They started dating. And then I found out that sometimes they would kiss on the first date, and I'd be just horrific to them the entire time they were over. And so she eventually...
She left.
She left.
But she also left.
Yeah,
her
you got
stepson.
Full custody of.
Well, because the game system set up in his room. He was just used to that, so he didn't want to.
I see.
He didn't. You know, kids these days, they're always playing their games.
They love their gaming. What gaming system is he onto?
I think a Twitch, Switch. He's playing Switch on Twitch. He watches Switch on Twitch. Yeah,
he just watches it.
Yeah, he's not even playing.
So when you say the gaming system, it's a TV?
Yeah, he could go anywhere.
He puts it in CPU mode and demo mode, and he watches it on Twitch.
That's right. Yeah.
Gotta get Doug in here. Sounds like an interesting game.
Yeah, can Doug come? Doug Salsa?
Okay, yeah.
Or Doug whatever his name is?
Yeah.
I would love to talk to him at some point.
Sure, fantastic.
Because honestly, like, these songs have been a bust.
Okay.
If truly this is parallel thinking.
Right.
I have to say it's really impressive that you keep hitting on these things that are very, very popular with minor slight alterations, but...
I'll take... I heard a couple positive words in there, so I'm willing to take those.
Yeah, minor, slight.
Yeah.
I would love to hear a song that's just about how you... The positive things about kissing on the third date.
Yeah, what do you like about kissing on the third date?
What feels good about it? Is it the anticipation, the buildup? I've had two dates that went well.
We know each other now. We're not kissing just to kiss. We actually want to... if we waited for the fourth date, of course, then there'd be too much pressure on that fourth date. Because then it's like, well, we haven't kissed. Are we friends?
And a full year.
And a full year. I mean, don't even get me started. Of course, asterisk, unless it's once every 4 months, like you busted me on. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, yeah.
Always looking for that technicality.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. The loophole.
I do have one final song. It's about...
Do you now?
We we can always save it. But it,
why save it when we can spend it right now and never talk about it ever again?
Yeah. So this actually is when my wife was leaving, I was texting. You can hit six.
I can play.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Six. Put a hat on.
So I was texting with my wife's sister, and then she texted me something, and because of where the comma was placed, I figured maybe she actually likes me, and maybe she was trying to date me. And so this is a song. I wanna fuck, I wanna suck, I wanna fuck him. I wanna fuck, I wanna suck, I wanna fuck him. I wanna take down my pantaloons and put my butt in the air and put his butt next to my blower butt bubble. I invented that. Yeah, we invented two butts. I'm making a bubble and fucking sucking, and I want to fucking suck him. I wanna fucking suck, and that's what I wanna do to him. And it would be nice, and the butt bubble, don't forget I invented that.
And here's the part where I act it out.
Please don't act it out. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Stop. Joey, you sang this last time.
Yeah.
Did you forget?
No, I like that one.
That's a banger.
Bangers
you can
only.
Sing that one in my bus.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah,
your
okay.
Butt.
All right, so I made $3 and I got a gig.
Well, I'll give you some more cash for that one.
Two more dollars. $5 and a gig.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Joey, look, I would wish you luck, but I don't want you to have luck because I don't want someone like you to succeed.
Okay. I get it. You know, not
a new boundary drawing for Scott.
All right, we're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
I am sitting in the morning listening to the podcast. I am waiting for Scott Ackerman to open up the plug bag, and he opens it only halfway, but then opens it fully, and we're hearing all the plugs the guests have to share. I have a feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a man on the outside looking inside. Does he see me? No,
Joey, is this
he
you?
Doesn't really see me because he sees his own reflection.
I love how original this song is.
Scott Ackerman. Hey, Scott! Scott! I'm listening to Comedy Bang Bang right now. Scott! I'm a piss pig as well! Scott! Scott! Hey, can I get some more coffee over here?
That's for my
other fill
show.
This up halfway, then start talking to a customer. Come on, Tom. You gotta do your job.
Okay. Gosh, wow. That was Plugs Diner by Michael Muto. Or Muto, not sure. But
this might be one of your most musical episodes of all time.
It truly is, yeah. I mean, from the Comedy Bang Bang theme to that.
The singing earlier, my son. Maybe we should. Is there a way to get this
I wasn't
out?
Gonna include that. But,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You want a soundtrack put out? Is that what you're angling for?
I was wondering
for?
If there's a way that we could like advertise to music lovers that this is the episode to check out. Like, could we somehow get this in the Broad? Is there like a Broadway museum or something?
There should be a Broadway museum where they have like Broadway theaters in there.
Yeah.
Like a Songs Hall of Fame. Songs only.
Songs only. So there would be one wing that's just for songs only?
Yeah. What? No, the whole Hall of Fame is for songs.
Just for songs.
Yeah, just
so you,
for songs.
What, you walk in and you just hear the songs? Because
yeah,
then it could be a small museum.
It's a fucking mess. All the songs at once. People would go crazy and they'd run out, but they have to pay admission first.
Maybe we open it next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And yeah. Then if you can't get in or if you want to go to another one, you come over to songs, yeah. Make a little bit of money on the top.
You guys are really on the same wavelength.
You get the overflow.
Yeah.
It seems absolutely. To me like you're getting excited by this idea and you might abandon the limo idea.
Absolutely no.
Okay, sorry.
No way. It's all bangers. Everything's going great. You know, Joey's going to join me in the limo. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay, all right.
I don't understand these new boundaries, Scott.
What new boundaries? Look, I want you to succeed, Randy.
Oh, thank you.
If you're happy. But
you want
don't
Joey to
happy.
Fail.
Yes, I want Joey to fail. All right, let's plug things. Vera, what do you have to plug? Obviously, The People's Joker is coming out. How do people get tickets for this?
On the Outfest website, it's a very confusing website.
Okay,
but yeah,
what's confusing about it? The way like
I describe it as top heavy. There's just a lot of links and
sort
a lot
of like
of,
that.
Yeah, I mean that could be complimentary in other contexts, I guess. But,
top heavy bottom feeder right here.
If you Google,
so when it applies to a woman, it's great, but a website, it's bad. Yeah. What are we even doing,
Joey? You should write a song about that.
Got it. I'm already down. Yeah.
Just follow me on Twitter, VeraDrew22.
Yeah, you'll direct everyone there.
Yeah.
Anything else happening for you that you want to plug? This is your plug time.
No. I mean, I yeah, just be on the lookout for the People's Joker. Hopefully,
be constantly vigilant.
Yeah, and bother James
Gunn.
Wake
up nervous.
Like tell James Gunn to not sue me.
I'm sure he won't. He's chill about these things. Now, again, that's a pun.
Yes,
based upon my character, Mr. Freeze.
You're still in character.
I know. I've never left.
Yeah, surprised.
This is like 2 years ago.
Work.
You contacted me, and I recorded this for 60 seconds on my phone.
I'm hoping for a theatrical release. Obviously, I love the magic of the theater, just like Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
I think that's when the Venn diagram
feels good in a place like that.
Absolutely, the Venn diagram of me and Nicole Kidman is. We like movies.
Right. And nothing else.
Have
you ever been to
Cruise
Australia?
A couple times.
Oh, okay.
Great. Is there a VOD release plan?
There will be. I'm very confident about the VOD release plan. The thing we're holding out for is theatrical, and that has been the kind of big sticking point. But I can't get into the specifics, but I do have people smarter than me, hopefully, helping us put together an art house run the end of this year, sometime early next year.
How about December 25th? That's a great day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect time for a third date too.
Ooh, yes.
Right at the end of the year.
Randy, what do you want to plug?
I'll plug season 3 of Righteous Gemstones on HBO.
That's right. It's out now.
At Stream on Max.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what that means, but okay.
That's an Instagram handle. Check it out.
Okay.
So that's coming out right now. Catch up on that. Shrink is streaming on Peacock. I believe it's been extended for another 12 months, which is great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And what else? I think I have plans to put out the hentai zine that I made for you.
Oh, great. Oh, you do?
Limited release. Maybe a little sale for charity.
That's right. You were at our live show in Los Angeles, and you made a little hentai magazine for me.
I did, yeah.
And I since then, I still have no idea what hentai is.
Sure.
Yep. I think there's something up in the sky. It's a bat signal that says bullshit.
I think I mentioned it to Cool Up, and I said, "Is it this?" And she said, "Well, not really, but." And Joey Salsa, what do you want to plug?
First, I'll get to the bottom of that hentai mystery for you, and I'll come right back. I'll text
okay.
you, I'll call, whatever
sure,
works for you.
Hentai musical.
Yeah. I've been, if you're in LA, you can watch Holy Shit Improv live. It's a great comedy show with all your favorite Comedy Bang Bang performers. You can also watch it from anywhere in the world at our Patreon. And on this Saturday, we made sure to end it before.
Even Communist China?
Especially. Especially.
It's not geo-blocked in Communist China?
No, we have a workaround. We have a great workaround.
Okay.
So we're excited. And we have an all-day improv festival that we're ending at 9 p.m. this Saturday, so everyone can come to the improv festival and then go check out Veer's movie.
Oh, it ends right at 9.
It ends right at 9.
That must be why.
That's why you did 9:15. We're 1 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And 15-minute travel time, and you're there.
And you're there. We got Edie Patterson, Lily Sullivan, John Gabris, Lisa Gilbert.
Is Edie back in town?
She confirmed that she's doing the show.
Wow.
So,
I love it.
So we'll see. We're just keep checking it out. Check out all of our shows. We're going to start being every other week at UCB, and I think we're the only streaming show at UCB. So if you want to see what UCB looks like on an improv thing, go to Holy Shit Improv.
Guess what? You're going to be disappointed.
Well, but we have some camera angles. They have a camera angles lighting. It's pretty
okay.
cool.
I want to plug, first of all, the Comedy Bang Bang book is still out there going strong. There may be some news about it coming up, about a new edition. Stay just tuned to this show. One of these episodes, I'll tell you about it, but people can get the info for that anywhere books are sold, but also at cbbworld.com/book. While you're at CBB World, look, we have so many great shows. Hey, Randy.
779-379-2679.
That's right. Hey, Randy is now out twice a month, from what I'm told. And
might be.
A lot of other CBB presents.
You heard it here first.
That's right. We have Heinz Improv to meet you. As well as This Book Changed My Life.
Bill Walton.
Walton on Walton, as well as, what's his other show called? It's not Walton on Walton, but I mean, he did those, but, he travels the world and stuff like that. So many good shows over there, as well as ad-free episodes of this show, as well as our back catalog. Don't go too far back, maybe 1 or 2 years.
wait. So you're saying that people can go far back, but you're saying warning
them. Please
don't go.
yeah, just 1 or 2 years, maybe.
But you stand by everything that was said in this episode.
Not everything you said necessarily, but I mean, when did you stop listening, Vera? You
maybe like around like up till 2 years ago.
Okay, so, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, before then, dicey, right?
Yeah. I was outraged and I stopped listening.
But all of that is over at cbbworld.com, as well as all of our other shows, and an exciting time over there right now. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
No. Bag.
That's good. Look at her
bag.
What are the lyrics
at? Blub bag, open up that blub bag. Get your friends together and open up the bag.
Yeah, that was simply closing a wonderful plug bag by Chuck Dunker Dippy Dots. What am I doing with my life? I want to thank my guests. Hey, grazie, very true, grazie. Great to see you.
You revealed your real accent.
Yeah, finally.
A barefoot Contessa over
here. Randy, always good to see you.
Great
Please
to
come
see
back.
You.
Joey, you told me that you want me to play track 6 again for you. Is that right? All right, here we go. Well, this is Joey Salsa. Thanks for being here.
You have to understand, it was a text that my ex's sister sent me, but because she put the comma after dear instead of the comma after another spot, I thought maybe she's interested in me, so then I wrote this little song that goes a little something like this. I wanna fuck, I wanna suck, I wanna fuck him.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, goodbye.
I wanna fuck, I wanna suck, I wanna fuck. My fault.
Graceful.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.